Hi, this is Tom Field. I'm talking today with Chris Whitener, Chief Security Strategist with HP. Chris, thanks for making some time for us today.
Thank you.
Chris, we want to talk with you a little bit about security trends that you're seeing right now. Based on your experience, what you're seeing from your customers, what are the biggest threats?
The biggest threats are really understanding. Most of our customers need to understand their risk profiles. And that's one of the reasons why HP has really developed a security strategy across the whole corporation. Because it's not just one element anymore. It's not just a perimeter anymore. I believe IDC, for example, last year quoted that saying that the number of inadvertent leaks has now exceeded the number of attacks. That may or may not change in the future, but there's a whole series of issues that we're trying to address as a corporation. Like you, we have transitioned some of our specialities from areas where we're really good at certain products and certain capabilities, and now have branched out. So with the acquisition of companies like EDS, for example, in the government space, that gives us a completely new range of products and services to take care of. And the main thrust of our security strategy is around this idea of breadth, also of depth, in the sense that what we're trying to do for our customers is to give them the security capabilities in such a way, built into all of our both products and services, and so they don't have to figure out how to integrate the 200 best security products that you can find. We're going to do that. In some cases, those will be our pieces of expertise, and in some cases, those will be with our partners. And that's really the landscape that we're seeing today.
Give us a sense, Chris, what's new with HP then? If someone was familiar with your security suite a year ago, what would you want to tell them today is different?
Well, I'd say there's a whole range of things that have been added. So one of the things that's been added, of course, is ProCurve to the big family. It's no longer our best kept secret. There's an incredible range of built-in security capabilities that are also easy to use in ProCurve, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. The Application Security Center is certainly something. Application security is quite a topic these days. The whole BSA Live capabilities for patch management. HP is well known as a big management company. We need to manage security as well. It's not something that you forget or leave out anymore. The other thing that's very important is with our much bigger outsourcing capability because of EDS, a lot of the tests that we are getting from our customers are, can you do everything, including security? Right? It was always a specialist's approach before, but now I think the whole industry is realizing that a company like HP can do a credible job with security, not just having to partner with a security strategy, or excuse me, a security specialist company, although we do a lot of that as well.
Well, it's interesting because it's a good follow-up point. You know, with the economic conditions as they've been for the last year or so, we see a lot of people that are turning to outsourced solutions now that maybe weren't before.
Right.
Where do you see your business growing? And I guess at the same time, we see people turning there, but we see especially in financial services, the regulators kind of turning up the heat on vendor management.
Absolutely. And we've been in the financial security part of the business since 1972. With the Atala security boxes that we make. So about 75% of the movement of money on this planet actually goes through security boxes made by HP. And that's some of the legacy that we've taken from the financial services into other areas. So, yes, everybody's asking us to outsource. We've had lots of very large banks, especially, that have been pretty close to being on the rocks, asking, you know, can we completely outsource them? With the new EDS capabilities, we have the ability to say yes to that, you know, completely and easily. And we actually already outsource a large number of banks. And one of the things that they're asking us to do is to, okay, now that you've outsourced all this stuff, can you give us heightened understanding, better reporting, better compliance with regulation, so that we don't have to figure out how to do these kinds of things. So we run this interesting risk profile, and I think we'll talk about that a lot in the ProCurve discussion. But there are customers who understand the risk, which are usually, you know, financial services kinds of people. They knew that you could steal money long before there were computers, right? To the newer breeds of people that are getting into these areas, retailing, banks themselves, getting into privacy issues, getting into other kinds of issues. These are all extra dimensions that they really hadn't thought about in their risk profiles. Even things like, for example, a SARS attack taking out your primary data center, you know, most people think about physical events, earthquakes, you know, floods, other kinds of things, but a quarantine can take out a data center, and this happened already. Mm-hmm. So those are the kinds of new issues that I think we've seen. So HP has acquired, you know, companies like EDS and EYB, which are data center creators. They create some of the biggest data centers on the planet to meet a lot of these security specifications. And you have to think at least 10 years forward to be able to do some of this kind of stuff because the regulations aren't stopping. I think last year might have been a new high water mark, but I suspect 2009 will have even more regulations.
Sure. Now, we've got specific interest in financial services and in federal government. With your customers in those areas, what are the concerns that they bring most to you right now?
Well, the new addition on our side really is in the federal spaces because EDS has a great presence in that that capability. The interesting issue that's facing the federal spaces is, they now want the same kinds of technology that has been generally available and has gotten a whole lot better in security to offset the custom stuff that they used to approach before. You know, for a long time they felt like the public sector, or the private sector didn't understand them and couldn't meet their needs, and so everything was custom and everything was very expensive. A lot of the COTS stuff or off-the-shelf stuff is really migrating into the federal space, but now they're faced with a situation in which they need to understand how to manage it. For example, the networking products and those kinds of things. Before, it, they had their own little closed environment and they could kind of think in a perimeter mentality. Now, with the invasion of the internet and the government spaces and all those other kinds of things, they have to think like an IT manager. And that crossing of worlds is the thing that's creating, I think, one of the greatest challenges for CISOs in the federal space.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've got an administration that's come in that's putting a lot of energy into cybersecurity and talking about information security. How do you expect that might shake down into the private sector?
So where that's shaking down, I think, is to a certain extent is an infusion in interest. Okay, so I'm certainly not an authority on how the different parts of the economy are going, but certainly there are certain kinds of things that you need to protect no matter what's going on with the economy and no matter what the situation is. And trying to do that effectively and cost-effectively is still a concern. So even though there's a greater interest and a greater awareness, it doesn't take away from the cost issues and the complexity issues. So one of the things that you'll see today, for example, if you go down and take a look at our booth, is we talk about cost and complexity and how we're trying to take those out of everything from everyday HP products to the most complicated things that we do. But the real trick in that is to figure out, especially for both the federal and the financial systems people, how to meet higher and higher levels of concern and compliance. And it doesn't do you any good if you have a weak spot anywhere.
Yeah.
And so that's part of the issue. And since we have such a broad company with everything from networking to desktops to data centers, you'd have to bolt the three other biggest companies, IT companies on the planet together to get our breadth. Mm-hmm. So we already have to face this integration and gap issue. And so that's part of the security strategy, is to get all this stuff to really work together.
A couple more questions I want to ask you, Chris, and Mauricio, we'll turn to you. The economy in general, how has the economy affected the security business, would you say, in terms of the threats that your clients are seeing right now and the resources that they're bringing to bear against them? Because I get the sense that there's some misnomers out there. I read the San Francisco Chronicle, and they're all about nobody spending money on security, and that's just not something that we see.
I can't necessarily comment directly on economy or how the company is doing or any of those specific things because I get embargoed from that kind of thing. But I can say that I don't see a lessening of concern. I don't see a lessening of, and I don't think the analysts are saying that either, the security analysts.
Right.
Other people are saying, well, you know, it's good enough if everybody kind of reduces their spending and does a more haphazard job than they have in the past. I think there are some people that see that, but those people who recognize that if they can't do a certain thing, they won't be able to stay alive. If Amazon can't do a secure transaction, it doesn't make any difference what the economy is. If you can't have a secure network, it really doesn't make any difference what the economy is doing. So I don't personally see any lessening of importance in the security space. If anything, I see the opposite.
Now, how about the threat landscape? Because what we hear is that you're certainly seeing a rise in the sort of organized external hack, but a lot more inside threat as well.
I'd have to say I see the vectors going in sort of opposite directions. There's more people with access that maybe shouldn't have access. So there's more naivety still showing up on a daily basis where somebody has inadvertently given away things or lost laptops or those other kinds of things. And at the same time, I think that the hacker landscape has also gone into the opposite direction, into higher vectors. They're looking for, for example, the Royal Bank of Scotland. They're looking for $90 million in 30 minutes. They're not looking for, you know, $300 from the local ATM machine. That's not an interest to them anymore.
Yeah.
So I think I see this trend where the edges are getting farther and farther apart from each other, which creates a whole much broader kind of an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, even the largest companies have issues with protecting their own information and their own privacy, and that hasn't gone down at all.
One last question for you, Chris, about the event itself. I know HP has been at the RSA event for forever. What are sort of your objectives this year? What do you want to talk with people about at this event?
I think what we really want to talk about is the introduction question you asked, which are what are the new additions to the family? How is that going to make a difference for our customers in the long run? And then in our specific focus, how does that meet some of the necessities of the current times? How does that really help reduce complexity and cost? Because that's on the forefront of everybody's mind right now.
Given what you've experienced, Chris, and the people you talked to, if you could give just a single piece of advice to a security manager today, what would it be?
Really understand where your risk elements are.
Very good. Chris Whitener, appreciate talking to you.
Thank you.